A major legal fight is brewing between Arizona cities and the state legislature. There may soon be dueling lawsuits between the city of Tucson and the state. At the heart of the matter is what policies are up to local control and what the state can preempt. And joining me now is KJZZ's Jude Jaffe Block. Jude, catch us up. What is at the core of this conflict?
So the state legislature passed a new law this year called SB 1487 that allows the state to withhold shared revenues from cities if that city has a policy that violates or is in conflict with state law. And so Tucson has a city ordinance about destroying forfeited firearms. And these are certain guns that are seized by the police department or abandoned at crime scenes. Tucson believes it's better to destroy the guns rather than have them circulating. But there's an Arizona state law that says firearms should be resold, not destroyed. And now the attorney general, under this new law, SB 1487, is asking the Supreme Court to weigh in to see if Tucson's policy is in conflict. And according to the new law, at stake here is the shared revenue Tucson gets every year.
So what has the city of Tucson decided to do in response?
So the Tucson City Council decided this week not to change their policy on destroying guns, which invited this legal action from the attorney general. They say they're a charter city and that the charter allows them to decide local matters and like how to dispose of property. And that means they'll fight the attorney general in court over this. And they say they're going to countersue to challenge SB 1487, the constitutionality of that law, with the hope of striking it down. They will put their gun destruction program on hold in the meantime. And this is what Tucson City Councilwoman Regina Romero said in that meeting on Tuesday when they took the vote to fight.
This is an assault on chartered cities and the Arizona Constitution and the authority it gives chartered cities, and that we should be taking this matter to court and challenging its unconstitutionality. And I'm proud that we're taking this step.
Jude, how much money is at risk here for Tucson, though, if they lose?
Well, SB 1487 says if Tucson is violating a state law, that they'll lose their shared revenue, and that's worth more than $100 million a year. Though I should say, cities say that isn't the state's money to withhold in the first place, since it's shared revenue, including from the cities. And another thing, for Tucson to even defend itself in court in this matter, the law says they have to post half of that shared revenue as a bond, which would be more than $50 million. It's really, you know, designed to kind of prevent cities from challenging this. The Tucson city attorney says, though, it's not clear when that bond has to be posted, if it's before or after there's a decision. And he's going to be challenging that part of the law anyway when he files his counter lawsuit.
And the law SB 1487 will impact other Arizona cities. We've seen some Phoenix policies blocked, for example, city plans for a Roosevelt Business District, some environmental initiatives. What is Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton having to say about all this?
So Mayor Stanton says he's very supportive of Tucson challenging SB 1487. He says cities have to fight this law. Let's take a listen.
So we're going to fight 1487. Number two, we're not changing a thing. We're going to keep adopting smart public policies here in the city of Phoenix that advance our city, regardless of whether, you know, rural legislators happen to like it.
And as Stanton seems to be getting at in that quote, there's a big ideological divide between several Arizona cities, including Phoenix, Tempe, Tucson, and Flagstaff, which are pursuing progressive policies and are more conservative state legislature.
Right. And we're seeing this tension playing out in other states, too, where there are Republican-led legislatures. And so after this election, cities are really the only level of government that Democrats have control over at this point. So this is only going to heat up. Arizona is now really ground zero for this battle because of SB 1487. It goes a step further by taking dollars away from cities if they keep their policies. So that's why this is really an issue to keep a close eye on.
And we will be doing that. KJZZ's Jude Jaffe Block. Jude, thanks.
Thank you.